cliffcentral.com.
Yeah! What's happening, world? You were joined by Malcolm Julian.
What's happening, South Africa and the international world?
Stop with the sounds.
Do you guys are just stop. Jealous.
Of what?
No.
Jealous.
Sexual sounds. Stop.
Y'all are jealous.
Stop. How does that get us?
You need to... Hey, y'all are jealous.
All right, what's up, yo? My name is Malcolm Julian. You're chilling with the worst guys. There's so much to talk about. First and foremost, we all know the business. Trump is president. I don't even know what that deserves. Does that deserve an applause?
No, it deserves...
He won something. So shout out to Trump. Shout out to Donald Trump.
You know what? I'm going to be an optimist and I'm going to say, let's give this guy a chance.
Nah.
Yeah, come on.
Everybody deserves a chance in life, right?
Look, ain't nobody
got time for that.
Okay, this is my argument. Let me sit down. I'm standing in studio. Ooh, I'm so hyped
so
up
hyped.
Right now. It's so hyped
down.
In the
wake
worst
up,
guy
wake
studio.
Up, wake up!
Wake up! Right, so this is my problem with Trump. Oh, my dilemma is that I know all the bullshit he's done is fucked up, but ultimately he's won. There's a reason why he's won. This is democracy. This is the democracy that everybody loves so much. Go vote, go vote, go vote. In a world where a person like Trump or Jacob Zuma or any other politician for that matter can get into power, that's a problematic system for me. And he's in now.
Yeah.
What other hope do we have but to say, dog, do the best. We just don't start World War III and we'll kind of be happy about it. You know, that's what I expect.
He's going to make America great again, you know.
But what does that mean to you? What do you think he's trying to say?
I don't know. Like, the things that he's been saying, the things that he's done, the scandals, the insults. Like, I'm just like, I would have never voted for this guy. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But people have been saying that. Even if Hillary won, it's still
it's still a loss.
It's still a messed up situation.
Yeah.
So they had two bad apples, and they just picked, I guess, the better of the lesser evils.
One. Okay, so now what do you do as a citizen who is so apt on voting that you want, you have Hillary and Donald on either side, and you voted for Hillary, Donald wins, what can you do?
You move on with life, and you see what he does.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. We have to wait and see.
You move on.
Drake already has immediate access back into South Africa and any African land with one dance.
I know everyone's going to be sent back home. The Mexicans are going to go back to Mexico and everything else.
On a more serious note, this is part of the conversation we're having with Luthuli Dlamini a while back, is that these things that people are screaming that they're afraid of are the actual feelings that they have inside. For example, South Africa experiences xenophobic attacks to a large extent, whereas we actually don't want a lot of migrants in our country. We don't want to... People want to have the isolated country and build, you know? And in terms of freedom and liberty, that's problematic. But in terms of building your country... Those are some things that people aspire to, which is something Trump could do.
Yeah, I get that to a degree. But it's more scary when the president is a racist. That's the most
sexist,
scary part.
And a misogynist.
And everything else. It's so scary because he is the leader. So he's the one who's going to come up with these rules and whatnot. It's a bit better when it's just people and then you have a leader who will come in and talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's the main guy, front guy, and he's the problem.
Yeah. It's like our crisis that we're currently facing.
Yeah.
I don't... Call me stupid, blonde, whatever the fuck. This is my opinion, I think this guy might just pull one out this fucking head.
I think he might just as well, to be God honest, because this is how I think he got into power. He got into power because of money. And the money has given them the platforms that nobody with his sort of intellect would ever be able to achieve. And he uses what he has to his advantage and his financial know-how, supposedly, because apparently his businesses are in debt, but America's trillions of dollars in debt too. So ultimately, we have somebody who could build a better economy. We have to look at his positive attributes, what he can do well for the country, and just, you know, pray to God that he's not going to start World War III.
You know, but he's been, you know, I'll give him props for being upfront and frank about everything that he feels. All of these politicians like, we will provide jobs.
Yeah.
Where are the jobs?
He's no liar.
He didn't say he's going to provide jobs. He said he's going to, you know. You know, if you have a construction company, I would be sending your tender to Donald Trump right now if I were you. Yeah. That wall is going to be so erect.
You see, that's the problem for me is that all politicians are untrustworthy. That's why I don't give a shit about Trump. I don't give a shit about...
The only question I have for Trump is, you know, when he's in the White House... Is he going to say, like, his famous line, you're fired? Like,
you know what gets me? No. Trevor Noah, yeah, you and your sore throat, stay that side. Stay that side now, yeah. It's just that dollar.
Yeah, exactly, hijack. Yeah. Trevor Noah's out there doing the business with Trump.
No, I saw a tweet this morning. They were like, at Trevor Noah, are you going to be moving back to Cape Town or Joburg?
And you know, I saw he's been having, Putin is now invested in America again. He's like, yeah, now that my boy Trump is in charge, we can run this shit.
I go. Putin is a visionary.
Putin has too much swag. I can tell you, Trump and Putin together, we're going to make this world too lit.
Yeah.
And then Kanye West must come in 2020 as well.
I was Trump did it.
I feel like Kanye West subtly voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah, subtly.
He was out there. Y'all don't even say it. Y'all need to vote for Hillary. Then he just,
y'all don't know the answers. You ain't got the answers.
Yeah.
You see it. When Trump Sway has the answers.
Him, yeah. When Sway asked him, why didn't you vote for Hillary? You ain't got the answers, Sway.
You ain't got the answers. You see, so now we've got this homie. He set the bar. He's like, okay, Kanye West, if Trump can be president, Kanye West can be president. There's no way a guy like Kanye West, who's had 21 Grammys, Kanye West hasn't failed at a damn thing. Anything that Kanye West, he says he's going to do, he's going to do. Like, all I ever needed was the infrastructure. Yeah. When he was talking about Adidas and how Nike threw him under the bus. And now look at him. Adidas, Yeezy stores in Cape Town even. Flourishing. That guy is a true visionary. And I genuinely believe in his genius. If Kanye West was running for president, I would vote for him if I was American. Straight up.
I would not.
Why?
Because the first lady is going to be... throwing out them nudes.
Yeah, because the first lady be twerking, baby. The first lady be twerking.
I'm not a Kanye fan in general.
Then you need to wake up.
Yeah, then your life needs to change.
That Delilah of yours.
Okay, wait. I want to understand, why aren't you a fan of Kanye West? I need to know.
I just feel like he's an idiot.
Idiots with millions, with the finest Betty in the world, who's on the cover of Forbes magazine.
It doesn't change the fact that you're an idiot.
This is blasphemy. I can't believe this. I can't believe what I've just heard. That is really cold blooded.
No, you know, this is actually, you know, we know conversate with the fakes.
That part. No. Okay, but that's a Kanye song as well. Okay, look, maybe we disagree.
I'm not talking about his musical genius.
I'm not talking about
him as a person. And if I had to vote for Kanye West, like, to lead me, hell no.
What has he said that's throwing you off? Just name one thing and I can explain it for you. Because me na no Kanye.
Yeah. We one in one.
See, so. It's true, nice.
Is that me? Okay. You see, that's the thing for me, man. I genuinely don't like this idea that if somebody's not... wearing a suit and tie.
It's
and
not that.
Okay, let me go on. Somebody's not wearing a suit and tie. Somebody doesn't have the diplomatic approach of what we know to be politicians. Trump is the first president to break that barrier of what we have known to be politicians. Upstanding citizens in very big inverted commas, because these guys are just lying and selling us. This is what's happening.
But who's happy?
What do you mean, who's happy?
No.
Who voted for
no.
him?
Yeah, the people who voted for Trump are happy.
Have you seen the memes where they have America and it's just going up in flames and people are like, you know what?
Yeah, that's what you think is going to happen until America flourishes even more than it is right now.
This is the painful part, is that most people are happy about it. That's what democracy is. Most people are happy about Trump being president. And now we have to think about why. And the reason why I don't mind alternative leaders is because politicians of the past have been putting up a farce that we've all been buying into as if anybody's perfect, which is ridiculous notion. And they sell us these lies and shit. Kanye West would be so honest with us, dog. That guy doesn't lie for shit. And how can a stupid person run businesses, international businesses across the world, run a fashion line, run a music career, win 21 Grammys? Tell me, what's your frustration? I don't understand.
Like, the fact, I don't care that he's won 21 Grammys. I don't care that he has businesses. We're talking about a country.
Yeah.
A country. It has people in it. And they all want different things. And you need to be that leader that leads them to feel safe to invest in that country. Mm. To feel safe to say, you know what, I stand by what you say and this this is what we as a nation are all about. And I don't feel that Kanye has that.
West can mura paparazzi, I feel safe, bruh.
Okay. Nah, but I'm just saying that there's a difference between him as an artist and him being, you know, Kanye West, the leader. And I have a problem with Kanye West, the leader. I have no problem with his musical knowledge and wisdom that, you know, he has.
Surely, like all of that leadership should show in the way he raises his kids, right?
Gosh,
Rolls eyes. So a father has no leadership skills.
No, I'm not saying that, but you can't compare that to running an entire country.
I'm saying, because you're saying he's got nothing whatsoever in terms of any leadership skills. He's running a record label.
I'm saying I'm not looking what you guys are looking at. I'm saying that's not what I'm looking at.
Yeah. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at him as a person.
He's a bad person. Okay, we've actually drifted from Trump to Kanye West, yeah. But I think it's because
you guys are fans. That's why. Catching feelings.
Yeah, we stands. Hey, man, maybe it's because...
Why must I tell you this time and time again? Sitabanga, the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, fans. Maybe it's because we already know Trump has a real bad side, right? So we're trying to investigate what are the other possible alternatives in the future. Because somebody has to take over from Trump. And if you ask me, Hillary or Kanye, I say Kanye any day. But anyway, I wanted to say, because of this election, I've actually been thinking about a lot of the presidents that exist and have existed. No one's actually been dope except my nigga Barack Obama.
Yeah, man.
Don't ever sleep on a Barack Obama. Actually, yeah. R.I.P. to all your hard work, Barack. R.I.P. R.I.P. R.I.P.
Remix.
Yeah. What work remix?
Yeah, like Rihanna's song, Quack. Here's a remix. Barack Obama has bars.
He's too cool for us lighties. Like, yeah. It's so sad that America had something great. They treated it like shit, and now you get Trump. But who knows? That's the thing. I never trust any politician until the deeds are done. Let's see if Trump can do any deeds, if you ask me.
Yeah, he's got the gun, but he hasn't pulled the trigger.
And he might just save us all. He might just shoot the nigga who's holding us hostage. Who knows? Because money makes the world go round. And if a guy knows how to handle money, maybe he has a chance.
No. His team knows how to handle money.
That's all you need.
His team.
That's all you need. All right. But that's it on Trump. We just had to get our opinion. I think we just had to get that off our chest. It's one of those things that you just have to talk about. I mean, there's a guy called Donald fucking Trump and he's president. And it's crazy that it's even possible. But that's what I love about this world. It's pure fire, boy. Pure fire. Anything goes. Anything can happen. No. Don't ever consider yourself to be better than.
Hey, I wanted to do a whole Kanye West if I ran for. But yes, South Africa's too woke. Hey, West guy, president. I never. But y'all don't even know, though. We make the country cuckold.
Alright, so anyway, we're gonna talk about something more light, something more fun in the second half of the show. We'll be talking about our fetishes and what it is that makes us weird and quirky in our relationships.
Face.
Sibuya looks like she's got some mild fetishes that she can tell us about, that she can dive into.
I'm sure
it has something to do with toes.
Hell no.
All right. Okay, let's play a song and then we'll come back. Yo. Maybe because we've been speaking about the homie, let's play some Kanye West. He's the ultralight beam. He's a savior for 2020, because all we can do is wait until the next time now. Until the next elections for a better option. All right, here we are. The light, look at the channel from 79. Ultralight beam, we on the ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Hallelujah. Everything. I'm trying to keep my fade. I'm trying to keep my fade right now, man. That is Kanye West and Chance the Rapper. Ultralight beam. There's still hope. There's still light in this world. I believe. Yeah. So we've been talking about Trump, obviously, as we just have to, and the possibility of him actually doing a good job, which we have no choice but to hope that he does, and actually give him our support. There's no other thing we can do. Democracy, right? Yeah. Democracy is great. It's just that most people are idiots. That's how I feel about it.
But Kanye West.
But I wanted to talk about Barack Obama a little bit. I found this video from Key and Peele. It's a very famous comedy show in America. And they just talk about Barack Obama in the dopest way. Where he was in college, smoking weed, organizing parties. America just missed out on the dopest guy. Listen to this shit and tell me what y'all think.
I'm totally stoked to the max about it. All right? You guys feeling good?
Yeah.
Oh, Dennis, what are you shooting video?
Yeah, man.
All right, well, be careful with that. I might run for office someday. Now, trust me, I think that this party can be the most inspirational party this campus has ever seen. Is that coming to me? Let me just grab that. Some righteous bud we got going on there. We need some bodacious jock babes coming in. We need some hot-ass punk rock babes. I don't care where they come from. The most important thing, it's imperative that we have a diversity in the pussy department. Intercepted. Don't sleep on Barry O. Don't ever sleep on Barry O.
Don't ever sleep on Barry O, yo. Don't ever sleep on Barry O. That's what I'm saying. We've lost a legend in history. Let us just know we've lost a legend. So shout out to that guy for doing an incredible job. Because a lot of the times the great go understated. So anyway, yeah, we're going to be talking about the topic of the day. Fetishes. I don't know about y'all, what y'all fetishes are, but I'm gonna go ahead and throw mine in there because I see y'all looking shy and nervous. I'm talking about the feet. Toes are ultimately the most important part of a woman's body.
Ooh,
even
it's a make or break.
It's a make or break. Next thing, imagine being married to a guy with ugly toes. How would you feel about that, Zimpiwe?
It's done. It's tried. Like, boo.
Do you care or not?
I do, but I'm not fussy. Like, I'm not one who's going to... I'll be like... No, it depends. If they look like those ugly ones, like...
If you have those toenails that look like Duchil. Like yeah. Burnt. Like, yo, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, as long as he wears socks, guys.
So you'd have sex with the guy wearing socks? Well,
like...
It apparently it helps to get
like
to the
slipping
climax.
Everywhere. What are you doing? Oh, I'm coming, babe. I'm just slipping around. Sorry.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying if no, but we'll do something about it. Hey, like. Yeah.
All right. So let us know if you have any weird fetishes out there. We're talking about from toes to midgets to whatever you like, man. We want to know what makes you quirky.
There's this thing called tossing the salad. You know this motherfucking shit.
Explain it for us, brother man.
Basically, in Venek terms, ugly waste. Because you lick a nigga's ass or a woman's ass, dog.
And that's what you like?
No, not me.
I think that's what he's trying to tell us, you know.
It's like, it was about to confess. He's like,
there
was a dark time.
No, dog. Yes, never. Tibun is highly off limits.
Yeah.
No, bro. We don't even entertain that. Don't even touch my bum, bro. If you're trying to like put... Oh, yeah. No.
Because apparently the finger up the bum does a lot for the guy. But I'm not willing to find out, really.
Kanye West. He's got the answer. Finger up the bum like a nigga.
Oh, shit.
Running for president. Imagine.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah. All right. Anything's possible. Don't forget. Okay, so...
What do you mean anything's possible? I think the thing... Can I just be honest? The thing that puts me off wanting to try any anal type shit, right?
Yeah.
Be it with another woman or like how these guys have these weird fetishes of like ass licking and shit like that. It's because I'm afraid of liking this shit, man.
Hey, dog.
Because now you that guy, like your foreplay, babe. But just one thing.
But you'd be surprised. So many people are so open to that.
No.
Yes, that's for them.
Hey, look at these homies. Okay, cool. We also actually have guest rappers. Are they out here?
And they're busy chowing the food.
There was free food outside. That's what these rappers was doing. Starving artists. We'll call them in a few minutes. Let's just finish our fetish chat quickly. And then, yeah. I just say, is there anything else?
No, I told you I don't have one.
Yeah.
I'm sure you don't.
That's a lie. That's a blatant lie. There's nothing specific. No, wait. There's nothing specific on a nigga's body where you're like, that elbow though.
No.
I don't believe Zimpiwe.
Why don't you believe me? I'm telling you the truth.
Maybe you must pull out Mshinwaki.
Everybody's got something. That's right. Everybody's got something.
Guys, I'm being so honest right now. Okay.
I feel like our producer, if the nigga had to come dressed in a Shaka Zulu, she would be unbelief.
Anybody got time for that? Okay.
Coming in entrance music. Doom, 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 doom. Boom, 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 boom. Ooh, baby money.
You know, like, I'm Zulu, right? So,
you
guys...
Is that anyone?
No. You know, Zulu guys, they're going to be like, Yinle, ufunde kuphi? Like, oh, man, ufundisini. Eh? Uthole kuphi? Ah, ah, guys. You know, so, no. No.
All right, all right. Okay, maybe we're the weird ones then. I guess that's what we have to part with from this conversation. Sipiwe is absolutely normal, and we're just some guys.
I tie I think a woman rehab. Up now.
Oh, you tie a woman up.
50 shades for days.
I know, I know. So tell me, what's the setup with the 50 shades vibe? What do you need to have? It's imperative to make this work.
Yes, it's a lot of ties. Let me tell you, ties come in handy. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it off your chest. Hey, sell a pants.
So there has to be dominatrix involved. Dude, yeah, you have to be like.
And then tell her, hey, your safe word, boy. You know what I'm saying, my man?
Dominatrix, if you ain't no interest.
No, she says she likes to be submissive and substantive. Hey, man.
Yo, getting called. Yeah, getting called.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying. When I mark, what's yours?
Toes.
Are you the kind of nigga who like just holds onto the toes and then curls?
My boy, if I see my girl's foot curled up like this,
or like in a scrunch,
in a scrunch up position, I'm like, yo, I'm doing a damn thing. That's what it is.
Too hot. Yes.
All right. Cool. That's it. I guess maybe some of us have fetishes and some of us don't. Let us know if you guys do. Hit us up on the Twitter streets at @_worstguys. Or maybe send a picture of some toes on our Instagram. Right. Send it to us. Direct message.
No. If the number would
be.
Yeah, not mine. You, me.
Yeah, don't do that. Yo, you don't know what's out there.
I got a woman.
Yeah, and her name is Morgan.
Don't make me take you to the debt collector, the lawyer, the sheriff.
Here's the thing. Like, if Trump can be president, you can send us a picture of your toes. All right, cool.
No.
So now we're going to have a guest that are Mtsetse rappers. They are in the game. Niggas just showed up. AJ Apple, right? Is that who I'm talking to?
Step up
come
to the
through,
mic.
Come through. Have a chat with us. We'll just talk about your deal. What's happening? Yeah, man. What's up, bro? How's it going? I'm good. I liked your bio, bro. AJ.
To the mic, brother.
Yeah. Speak directly to the mic. Let us hear what you have to say, bro.
Thank you very much.
Just introduce yourself to the world, to the Worst Guys listeners. Say what's up.
Yo, what up? This is your boy AJ Apple, all the way from Durban.
Oh shit, you're all the way from Durban.
Yeah, man, I'm a Zulu.
Oh, you've got Simpiwe, Zulu girl. She's been waiting for us. Zulu boy.
Yes. No, you know what steez we on now? Oh, I love a Zulu girl. That's the steez we on.
No, okay, let's leave the bomb for when you're going down the aisle. It sounds like a dope going down the aisle song. Yeah. Instead of here comes the bride.
No.
Oh my God.
No.
All right. Cool.
I'll be a runaway bride.
Yeah, we should actually talk about that one day. Runaway brides. What would you do if you got left at the altar? Boom, topic for next week. Listen to the Worst Guys because we always dope. But yeah, let's get into our guest over here, AJ Apple. So yeah, man, we're talking about music. You're a rapper, right?
Yeah.
All right, what project do you have going on that you pushing right now?
I have a single out called Imbizu Trap featuring the legend of Maskandi by Pussy Chemist. I don't know if you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man. So like, I'm just pushing that song for now. Literally, I've got like 3 singles out.
Oh, okay, you know cool. I mean? Yeah. So how's the hustle been, man? Because we've always talked about the hustle of young artists and what it's like coming
up.
And
the grind is real, man. No lie.
Yeah.
The grind is real. I'm from Durban to Jersey. Like, in Durban, it wasn't easy. Now in Jersey, things are like, you know.
Doors are opening,
you know. What I mean?
What's your sound, bro? What's your sound? Like, if you had to...
Well, there's a bit of Maskandi involved.
Well, Doc, I can rap. I can sing.
No, yeah. What's your sound?
So I basically do trap.
All right. So you're in the new wave of music.
Exactly.
You're Gotini.
All right, cool, man. So what is your next big event that we should be checking out, man? Because we all want to support. Because the problem with music is that we don't know where things are happening and how to get in contact with
especially
young artists. Young artists are kind of low on the radar, mostly because data's expensive. We can't be tweeting and Instagramming our posts every time. So I just want to know what your vision is in terms of your music. Where do you see yourself going in the next year or two? Do you see yourself having a beef with Casper?
Wow, Casper. Why cares for the
Wait, he's from Durban.
Superman, that's my role model, man.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's Super Mega your role model.
Yeah,
oh,
man. Okay. Alright,
what about your boy from your own hood? Ooh, nasty C.
Ricky Rick, maybe?
Nasty, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Guys, come on. Like, really?
You need a feature with one of these homies one day.
Yeah, really. I really do, but right now I'm not like rushing to do a feature with anyone.
You're doing you.
Nice. Yet, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to do me. I'm working on my album, trying to find myself, trying to make it mellow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's hard about finding yourself as a musician or an artist? Because as artists, we all have to go through the process of being okay with who you are entirely before you can let it out to be scrutinized by the rest of the world. So in terms of your personality, what is it about you that sticks out from anybody else?
Man, you just got to be yourself, man. We all got different sounds.
Yeah.
When you're in the music industry, you just gotta have your own sound.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm talking about your message. Do you have like a philosophy behind your music, a vision, live your purpose kind of essence?
Yeah, man. My music, it's just like living my lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just living my lifestyle.
What are you into? You smoking the herb? You doing the drugs? You drinking a
stroop? basically, I grew up in Durban with my mom and dad.
Where in Durban?
Durban Umlazi.
Umlazi, okay, yeah. Cool. Dope.
So, like, I had a fair share of childhood struggles.
Yeah.
As any rapper should.
If you ain't a struggler, you can't be rapping, dog. So, about my white picket fence and my Mercedes Benz. Ah, fuck you, man.
I take all the pain that I have in my heart and put it on a song.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm happy, whenever I'm angry, whenever I'm excited, I put it on a song.
All right, cool.
Okay, question. Why music? Why not become a teacher, you know, a doctor?
Yeah, bora, yes.
But you know black parents. Really?
They're always
music
putting that pressure.
Like I said, I had a fair share of childhood struggle. I school at grade 10.
More reason, why didn't you?
That's like Casper in your vest. Though, so you know?
Wait. You've been pushing since...
I school at grade 10.
Okay.
How long ago was that?
To focus on, I had nothing to put food on my table.
Yeah.
So I was like... Man, I got to think out of the box.
You've got nothing to lose.
Got nothing to lose, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I started writing songs. I met this guy called G-Song, my producer, who started recording songs. From there, we started taking it serious.
Yeah.
We're like, you know what? It's going to make us money one day.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Kutini, about you being in the music industry.
You see, now, Simpiwe right here is what we call, you know, E-Elder.
No, because he's saying he dropped out.
You see, that's an elder line.
He dropped out grade 10. So I want to know, were What's they happy? Yeah, we must know, were they happy? Yes or no? Or
What are your parents?
They're not happy.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess ultimately, if you want something, it's not up to anybody else.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just gotta
chasing your own happiness.
I'm chasing my own happiness. I'm chasing my own dream.
Dope, bro. We caught you late, bro, but I don't know if you have a little sample of something, because what we usually do actually is that we usually end off with a young freestyle. We as the worst guys. Yeah. I don't know how you feel about freestyle. Are you in that game?
Man, I'm an artist, man.
Are you an artist? Let's do what we do, bro.
I think I need it's a freestyle.
We also
off the dome. No written.
Alright. Well, if you wanna come with written, you can. We'll just know, bro. Yeah,
disclaimer. We're gonna talk about you on my next podcast and be like, yazu brothers. Don't hear him on the radio.
Alright, cool. Let me just find a track here while we tell you what we're getting up to. Firstly, myself, Malcolm Julie. Oh, what? Do you wanna say something?
I'd just like to know, what is your fetish?
That was our topic that we were discussing. I don't know if you caught much of that conversation. We're talking about fetishes. Do you have any fetishes, things that you like that people wouldn't ordinarily consider normal in terms of finding something attractive on the other human body?
No.
Nothing. You also just a straight
Zulu
up
man.
Down.
You can't have told you guys.
I want a big...
Told you guys.
So, okay, Zulu man, at least it must be big ass.
Ow. Ow.
Your manager here is nodding in agreement. It's just you.
No, oh,
so
I think
you're
think,
hitting the eye. Ow. You flat.
I think Zulu men, you know, they get turned on when the chick is wearing an Ingwe vest.
Oh,
Ozalane. guys.
Stab. All right. So he doesn't have fetishes. We just assume that it's an ass fetish because it surely must be. AJ Apple, anything you want to talk to your fans about? Anything that you need people to hear about what's going on in your life? Plug yourself right now. This is the opportunity.
Man, I'm working on my album. Still our last single coming out. Better watch out. Download. Support a young nigga.
What's the name of the single? Where can we find it?
iTunes. You can simply follow me on social medias. So
yeah, where?
Twitter @IM_AJApple, Instagram @IM_AJApple, Tumblr @AJ_Apple, Facebook @AJ_Apple.
All right, cool. Nah, man, good having you in the studio. It's always good to have a hustler in here, man, because we all hustlers and we all trying to chase that thing, right?
Yeah, man.
So yeah, man, it's been so dope. What the Worst Guys are up to this Saturday, I'll be performing at Parker's Comedy Club. That's the 12th of November. Make sure you are there. It is always a turn up. Just because we make you laugh, it's 50 Rand tequila, there's food, there's pizza, all that shit that y'all love. What else is popping? Any news from your side?
Hey man, I'm gonna be at work and I'll be at work and I'm gonna be at work.
Just to remind them, they have to
work.
I was gonna say wake up.
Oh no, bro, that'll be in. I'll so much slide into
the freestyle.
You know what?
Yeah.
I want to actually give words of wisdom today.
Oh, give some words.
And my words of wisdom, you just gotta work harder than you think you did the day before. If you just keep that consistency alive, people,
ooh,
it's the inches that add up.
Ooh,
boom.
And also
boom,
keep on going.
Just wake,
keep
up, on. Wake up.
Yeah. All right, so this is J. Cole's Wet Instrumental. We're just going to go on the freestyle with the West guys. You know how it is, man. We always playing the game. What up?
Well, I'm not a rapper.
You're not an artist.
I got to keep it real. I'm not a rapper. I'm an artist. So I'll try my best.
All right, no, be easy, dog. We just this is what we do every week. So it's really not about you, to be honest, but we're just going to go in. Yeah. Do you want to go in first?
Anyone can go.
All right, yeah. Here you go. Is it? Here we go now. I wanna be a rapper, I wanna be a star, but I can't freestyle on the Worst Guys, so I won't go far. Oh, I'm just out here, I'm spitting my bars, and then soon I'll be driving the Mercedes, getting them cars and them hoes on the side. Just jumping my ride, I will take you to the beach, and you know I'll give you the speech. Tell you I love you, cause you know you like to hear it, but then I leave you loose, and you know you like to fear it. And then there's tears rolling down your eyes, I mean bitches like to cry, and I don't even care, nigga, I'm eyes. Yeah, I'm a cold-hearted motherfucker. And you don't even know how to do it like me, Chris Tucker.
Hey, Chris Tucker comedy, he do it so easy, just like R-E-H-A-B, that's me. And as you can see, I rap on this beat just oh so easy. I keep it oh so juicy like B-I-G. And hey, I could be doing this like I'm so heavenly. I'm smoking THC and I'm oh so high, cause I'm a very fly guy. And I'm so fly and I fly all the time because my angel wings spread. And of course, and soon I'm gonna get the bread and lay my head on a soft pillow and maybe have pillow talk. Yes, I walk the walk with my homegirl, and that's, well, Morgan, you know.
Hey, let's go. AJ, do you have bars? You don't have We get it.
You literally killed me, dog. I'm like, what?
We get it, dog. It's okay. You're out here rolling with a superstar.
Worst guys, we do it in the worst way.
Nah, it's cool, AJ, man. But yeah, we want you to keep up pushing. Let us know where you're at, dog. Get us on that SoundCloud shit. We need to know what's up.
Do something every day towards your dream, man.
Every day. And boom. That's for all of y'all.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah. Any last words, Zimpiwe? Any plugation?
Follow me on Twitter, Zimpiwe. You can follow me on Instagram, Zimpiwe. You can don't send me friend requests.
No new friends. Just see him take
and,
on, yo.
Yeah.
Alright, cool. You've been hanging with the Worst Guys. This has been a dope ass session. We love you all. Have a good day. And just give Trump a chance.
Please.
I guess you have no chance. CliffCentral.com.